we've talked about what makes a great hall for performances. What makes a great musician?
That's very hard to say. I know certain things which don't make a great musician. I know that the quality of excitement, the quality of wonderment, the quality of magic have to always be there for the performer before it ever is for the public. I know that the greatest crime for a performer is to be a bore. And that means that his own interest must be there at all times. Certainly knowledge, a great deal of work, and an intuition that develops into something called taste. Now, this is a very wide application. And after you have all that, you're still not sure what makes a great artist, except that you know that something happens. Somebody once wrote, and with some justification, you can describe music, but you can never explain it.
May I ask, is it hard playing these standard, the great works of the repertoire often to maintain this magic and to keep from being bored while playing a work?
Well, you don't play the same work that much in succession in the first place. In the second place, if you do get bored, don't play it. There's no law, nowhere is it written that you must do that because you decide beforehand. In the third place, one changes one's repertoire. In the fourth place, the greatest truth of all is that nobody ever reaches a finite performance. And that's the power of music, that music is much greater than any single musician, much as musicians don't like to admit it, but it's true, you know. They're not as self-important to music as music itself is. Music outlives the performer. He can add something to it, or more often detract from it, from time to time. But he can never destroy it. It goes on in history forever. That's the power of music. And you search. You're always searching one way. And the performance on stage is not the end result. It's the laboratory where you try ideas out. So you're always thinking. You're always developing new ideas, so there can be no end to a search. So therefore, there's no final boredom.
Would you tell us about your violin?
Which one?
How many do you own?
I have seven, but I have two of the ones I use in concerts, Guarneri's, Guarneri del Gesù's, one made in Cremona in 1737, the other in 1740. The latter is a violin of Eugène Ysaÿe, was a violin he made his whole career on. And there's a little ticket inside that he put in 1928 saying, Ce violon fut le fidèle compagnon de ma carrière, c'est Guarnieri. He said, this Guarnieri has been the faithful companion of my career.